Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios at YSR. I am your host, Elissa Walker Campbell, as we continue to take you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. And of course, last week was National Signing Day. And as promised, we're going to pick up our conversation and continue with Jason Peter. We want to get the latest on some of the newest guys that are on board. And Jason, good evening. It's nice to have you with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, Jason is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. A ton of change, Jason, has transpired over the past few months with this program. We've highlighted it many times. You got a new head coach in Mike Riley, certainly wondering if he can recruit the type of players that will get the Cornhuskers back into the national title race, and you know, and if he'll be able to recruit players in a top 10, a top 15 class. First and foremost, just give us your assessment of who they signed and potentially what kind of impact can they have?
Yeah, I mean, the recruiting class wasn't great. But, you know, Nebraska never really has had great recruiting classes other than a few years when Bill Callahan was here, where he really introduced the Nebraska fans to this off-season, which is its own season of football recruiting, and really got everybody in a state and a fan base that's never really been obsessed with, you know, the star system and what have you, to buy into that whole thing. And now it's just such a big part of college football, it's hard for, I think, you know, these passionate fan bases to not, I guess, be obsessed with, you know, who's coming in next and who's coming in 2 years, because, you know, it really is. It's its own season, and people follow it just as closely as they do the regular season. Now, like I said, Nebraska, people not thrilled with the class, but they are happy with the way that Mike Riley has approached recruiting here at Nebraska, the transparency that he's created, and something where Bo Pelini kind of, you know, all the doors were closed, not as bad as Bill Callahan, but, you know, there were a lot of parts of the program that were shut off, and he just got to a point, Pelini did, where he wasn't really, you know, forthcoming and didn't want to share information or you know, anything that really had to do with Nebraska football. So people understand that Mike Riley kind of got a late start on it. There are a number of kids that, you know, he kind of brought from Oregon State, kids that Oregon State had targeted. And you know, I know we had mentioned it earlier a week or two ago that, you know, the player that Oregon State is looking for isn't the player that Nebraska is hoping for.
Right, right.
You know, they signed a handful of I think, quality players. You know, one in particular, well, two of them, they're twins, are the Davis twins out of Blue Springs, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the recruiting defensive tackles, you ask any college coach, you know, it's if not, you know, if it's not the toughest position to recruit, it's top two, you know, with quarterback being the other. But you know, they feel real happy with these Davis twins. You know, they're both around 260, 270 pounds with,
wow,
with room to grow and athletic and you know, to have a top-notch defense, you have to have some guys who can take care of that run up the middle. If you're weak up the middle, it's going to be a long day. But you know, they got those two kids. They got a big offensive guard out of Lawton, Oklahoma, where Nebraska's had success over the years. You go back, Mike Minner, Will Shields, who's a, you know, a Hall of Fame guy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are Lawton, Oklahoma guys. And Jalen Barnett is a big guard that they were able to get out of there. You know, a lot of these kids, four-star. Eric Lee's a corner from Littleton, Colorado. Another four-star kid, you know, they had about four or five four-star, and the rest, you know, for the most part, were three-star kids.
You were listening to the voice of Husker great Jason Peter right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're doing a full recap on the 2015 Nebraska, who is on board, the new commitments. And one of the things I want to talk about, Jason, with you is, do you think these star systems, these rankings, that it really is overrated?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's
a great testament to that is what Gary Patterson has done at TCU.
Yeah. I mean, look at him. I mean, they're not pulling in, you know, these top five recruiting classes. And,
right.
And you know, obviously you need to find kids that fit your program, kids that I think when you look deep into their mentality and, you know, the things that kind of make them tick, you know, you got to make sure they're the right kid. If you have, I've seen so many five-star kids that, you know, are supposed to change the way that football is played, and the school has never seen a player of this magnitude, and they come and you never even see them see the field. I mean, they just kind of they fall to the back of the line, and the problem is that a lot of these kids, they come in with these high expectations. They don't reach them in the first year or 2 years, and then boom, everybody writes them off. You know, and not to say that the coaches write them off, but when you have an entire fan base that expects things out of a 17, 18-year-old kid in the first 2 years that he steps on campus, when people start, and no matter how many times you tell these kids, don't go on the message boards, don't read what, you know, the fans are saying about you, because, you know, I mean, according to these message boards, you know, there's a million head coaches or people that are qualified to be head coaches, you know, in college football or the National Football League, and but words have an impact, especially on young kids, and they start to read that stuff, and then they believe it, and then before you know it, this five-star kid who maybe would have been just a late bloomer and could have been really something special, now he's got a whole mental issue that he's dealing with, you know, and now he's really fighting an uphill battle, and most of them never kind of, you know, reach the potential that they could have or the expectations that people, you know, put on them, on these young kids. And, you know, in a lot of ways it's not fair, but this is the world that we live in. But yeah, you know, it's a system that for sure is broken. You know, the recruiting people like to point to, you know, Ohio State and Alabama. Well, yeah, you know, when you're signing 20, 25 five-star kids or four-star kids, there's going to be some success. You know, there just has to be. But when you're, you know, one or two or three five-star kids out of an entire recruiting class, the focus then really gets put on you. You know, when there's 20 other kids that come in with the same expectations, well, it's, everybody's kind of, you know, the same playing field. But, you know, the kid that you know, doesn't have 20 of his brothers that, you know, were five-star kids, he's the one who really has that spotlight shining on him, and a lot of these kids are just not ready to handle that at such a young age.
Okay, Jason Peter with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, he's joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. We got to take a quick commercial break. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. We will be right back with Husker great Jason Peter.